What is up, Wolverine Nation? Welcome back to another episode. I'm your host, Isaac Smolden. I'm joined by my co-host, my color commentator, Parker Hovilla. Parker, where the heck are you right now?
Well, as you can see, is this beautiful backdrop in my hotel room. I am currently hanging out in the great state of Montana in the city of Butte. Now, I'll tell you what, folks like drinking water. I love drinking water. Butte, Montana, you got to chew on your water.
Great state of Montana, yes. Butte, Montana, not my favorite spot to be as someone who played in the Frontier Division for a couple of years. That's a pretty big rivalry. But yeah, you're at Montana Tech, like whatever. I'm more of an MSU guy, but it is what it is. So you'll notice it's casual Thursday for me. Full disclosure, we are recording this while I am at Showcase. You are in Montana. So we also don't know what happened on Saturday, and I am in my Cal Raleigh Seattle Mariners jersey, the rightful American MVP, 60 home runs. Sorry,
60.
Your American League West division champion Seattle Mariners. The game starts a lot later here in Minnesota, so I have been staying up till almost midnight to watch the last two champagne showers from last night and the night before. But you got to do what you got to do. How often do you get to watch the Mariners win the AL West? Basically never. If you're me,
not in our lifetime. Not in our lifetime.
No, definitely not. You know, Parker, the Wolverines have played some hockey games. They've won some hockey games, not just this weekend, but last week. And it all started in that series against the Minnesota Wilderness, where Anchorage picks up three of a possible 4 points. And for all of the, I think, concern that the coaching staff had, that head coach Mike Akins had, a pretty good showing where I think they're very happy to get out of that weekend with 3 points.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, I was able to catch the game on NATV. Fantastic production by the Wilderness staff down there.
Great Marty Hill.
Yeah, Marty Hill. You can't go wrong. And I was able to sit down and watch those games while I had a little bit of free time, go back and look at some clips. And, you know, I got to say, I was very impressed with how the Wolverines played the first night. They started off, they get up 1-0, and then all of a sudden, it's all Minnesota out the gates. And as I was watching, and it was 3-1 at one point, I was like, man, this could be kind of bad. But, you know, watching this Wolverines team come back, and I'm sure you can attest to it, last year, how many times did we watch the Wolverines come back from behind at home?
I mean, just all the time. Especially the first half of the year. It was ridiculous. At a certain point, how much more can your heart take? And my heart's relatively healthy so far. But yeah, I love the battle on Friday. They made a game of it. They end up with a point out of that shootout loss. And then on Saturday, they go out. It goes to a shootout again. They get the win. How often does that happen where the first two games of the season you're going to a shootout both times?
Yeah, absolutely. And it was so good to see. And I was so happy they were able to rattle that win off in the shootout there on the second night. I wasn't able to catch most of that game, just caught the highlights. But how about Andrew Karkos? That nasty move two nights in a row, that five-hole thing, that nice little five-hole move. You know how many times he did that last year? That is a move he does. It is proven, it is tried, it is true, and it works every time.
I really like what I'm seeing out of Karks so far early in this season. We've talked about it a lot so far, but you don't have a ton of returners that came back to this year's team. You had a lot of age outs. You had a lot of guys that elected to go up to the USHL, to go up and play Division I college hockey, and kind of as a result, you got a pretty young team that's playing right now. And so, but when you have guys that you're the returners you do have stepping up like that, it's really, really fantastic. Duke Gensler back on this hockey team, and just a heart and soul guy right now, as we kind of shift to this Showcase weekend. He's provided a big spark. Cole Fronner, I don't know how often we're going to have to say it this year, but just probably the heartbeat of this team early on. Love what I'm seeing out of him from a leadership standpoint. Love what I'm seeing on the ice out of him, sticking up for guys. I mean, the first game of Showcase, Wednesday, doesn't bounce the Wolverines' way. They end up losing 5-1 to Lone Star. And interesting game, to be sure. I mean, that Lone Star team, They're just always so good, so disciplined, so well coached by Dan Wildfong. You know how they're going to come out. You know what they're going to do. They just go out, they execute, they make simple plays, they win that game. But there's a couple sparks. I think Cole Fronter being willing to drop the gloves and try to stand up for his guys, get something going, was the highlight of that game for me.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I caught the highlights and then I was able to watch some of it on NATV. And like you were saying, just dropping the gloves, getting into it. And time and time again, I don't know how many times we've talked about Cole Fronter being the heartbeat of this team, but he just leads by example so well. And, when you have a leader that's willing to drop the gloves, that's willing to get gritty in the corners, it trickles throughout the lineup and it causes other guys to go, hey, this guy's leading the team right now. And if he's doing that, I need to start doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the high point right now, when again we're look behind the curtain, we're recording this on Thursday night, but we've just come off a Wolverines win over the Philadelphia Rebels. That was a fantastic game, a great bounce back game, get right game for Anchorage, and there's a lot of stuff to talk about. Wouldn't you know it, Parker? Your little inner squad line of Sam Everett and the Beatles, they are the front runners for top line on this hockey team so far. And the tonight really cemented that for me.
I caught the highlight to tonight's game. I was busy with meetings and whatnot with work, and man, what a play, Beetle to Beetle. And like I said, it's going to be the broadcaster's nightmare for this season, and I'm glad for the majority of the games I am not calling play-by-play, because it's going to be Beetle to Beetle constantly. And that nice little pass, he knew right where his brother was, and it was just a wide-open tap-in. That's the easiest goal you're going to score in the NA.
I mean, 100%. I like to think that the call was decent for the fact that it's both Beetle brothers on a 2-on-0 basically. And the second time that the Wolverines score a goal like that, Merritt sets up Leon Busick for a goal like that in the first period that puts the Wolverines on the board. And then Sam Everett capitalizes off the mistake from Barca, the Philadelphia netminder. But that third goal, I mean, Philadelphia, they battle their way back in the third period. And Anchorage kind of gets the opportunity there on the breakaway. And I thought for sure Ryland Beadle's trying to make a move, trying to make something happen there. And here comes Luke Beadle just out of left field to storm up the ice and put the puck in the back of the net. It was awesome.
Yeah, and he really turned on the Jets there. And that's something, early in the season, I mean, we talked about it a couple weeks ago, working out the kinks, trying to figure out where you're going to cement yourself in this lineup. And there are still some cuts to be made. But like we had talked about, the Beetle brothers, they just know where each other are going to be. And they've worked so well together, and it just makes sense to keep them together with Sam Everett. They pair so well. And like you were saying earlier in the game, with Merritt setting them up the same way, clearly there was an issue there for Philadelphia being able to stop those 2-on-0 opportunities or 2-on-1 opportunities. And Anchorage was able to capitalize both times. And ultimately, that's part of the reason they walked away with 2 points in that game.
Yeah, and lost in the shuffle there is Luke's insurance goal there that made it 4-2. Really nifty move from in tight. Like I just stick handling in a phone booth to be able to put that one past the netminder. Really good stuff. I think talking with the refs, talking with the guys that I played with, the coaches I know, the other broadcasters I know, league wide, it's every year at Showcase. There's all sorts of those kind of blown defensive assignments, lots of odd man rushes, lots of turnovers. It's just that time of year. It really just comes down to execution, I think. Like, are you able to execute when you get those chances? That's the biggest difference maker in that Thursday night game for me, is just Anchorage executed when they had their chances. And Liam Ernst making a couple really nice saves for the Wolverines, stopping Philadelphia from putting the puck in the back of the net, especially in that second period. Philadelphia was moving the puck really well, getting it through the seam, getting some shots on net, and it all stayed out there in that middle frame, especially early on when they were out shooting the Wolverines by a large margin. So really good stuff from them. Tough task ahead of them in the last game of Showcase, which by now has completed. Any game against the Minot Minotauros, that's a storied franchise. That's a franchise that is competitive pretty much year in, year out, a lot like the Brahmas. It'll be interesting looking back to see how Anchorage faces that challenge, rises to that occasion, especially now that they get a day off on Friday in between. So we'll show the stats, we'll show the highlights as we talk over it here. But what I'd like to see out of the Wolverines is just keep things simple. I think things were a lot better on Thursday when they're able to keep things simple. Hopefully they do more of that against Minot.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it goes back to the famous quote, keep it simple, stupid. You know, that you just got to keep it so simple it seems stupid, but other teams aren't going to pick up on it. And then you just wear your opponent down, and then all of a sudden you're putting pucks in the back of the net.
Absolutely. I think Ake said it on the broadcast today, Parker, but that's just what makes this event so fun. You run into so many people that you know. It's just this big family atmosphere, seeing guys that you haven't seen for a year or 2 years. Shout out to Kurt Hyder, former play-by-play voice of the UAAC Wolves and Alaska Aces, who lives in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and drove down to watch the Wolverines play today. And I'd say what up to Merritt and Keith, myself, Isaiah down here. Really great to see him. It's what makes Showcase so special. So, yeah, I mean, you've been watching on TV. What have your impressions been?
You know, it on TV, it seems like the Wolverines don't have as much size as they had last year. It seems like, you know, they may end up getting pushed around a little bit more, but as the season wears on, guys are going to get stronger. They're going to get heavier. They're going to know how to play that style of game. It might not be the same as last year, where there were a few more bigger bodies on the team, but that's kind of just what I've picked up on watching it on NATV. You know, you yourself, you have boots on the ground there right now. What have you noticed, with this team so far this year?
Yeah, I think a lot of promising stuff. Like you said, they haven't really had the size advantage in either game, but they're playing against two very big teams, especially Lone Star, right? They're all corn-fed giants. That's every team from the South, it seems like.
That's
And
a Midwest boy right there.
well, I mean, you'd think us being the Midwest division that we would be the big beefy guys, but no, the guys in the South, they're all 6'5" and dwarf me when I'm walking around in skates. But for the Wolverines, I think there's some good chemistry starting to form. I mean, that top line obviously is putting the puck in the back of the net. Like what I'm seeing from a lot of the returners, I think everyone that's come back to this team pretty much has taken a huge step forward. The Beatles obviously are the story early in the season as far as new guys, but I think there's a lot of guys that have kind of made their mark in Showcase so far, and a lot of different guys are getting the chance to play. So things aren't even fully solidified yet, right? We're still very much in kind of a forming the team's identity stage, forming the chemistry stage. It's gonna continue through the remainder of Showcase into next weekend, right? And really, you hope by the time you have that home opener, now you've played 7, 8 games, now you're gonna see guys start to fly up the ice north south and really start clicking in that first month and a half that they get in Alaska, right? Every year, this is the case, is the guys come back, you hope that you go about 500 on the road, and then you get into the swing of things and you win a whole lot of hockey games, right? And so they're right on track to do the same thing again. I'm loving what I'm seeing. The guys, I think, love Aches. A lot of good feedback from the returners about him and the new guys about him. It's good to see. I'm hoping that tomorrow for me that we see more of the same on Saturday. But after Showcase, Anchorage is not done down in the lower 48. They have a game next Friday and next Saturday against the Janesville Jets in Janesville. Jets struggling out of the gate a little bit. They did end up winning on Thursday against New Hampshire, but this is a team that was 8th place in the division last year, a super, super young team. I think you have to take advantage of that. You have to pick up some points here before you head back to Anchorage. And then we've got home opening weekend, October 9th, October 10th, October 11th, all at 7:30 p.m. Alaska time. Doors are going to open an hour before at 6:30. And that first game against the Wilderness, Parker, Thursday night, gotta get people in the building. I know that it doesn't start on the weekend, but you need as many people as possible to show up to those games. The Wilderness are going to be a tough team to play this year. Got to get bodies in there, got to bring the energy and make the Sullivan the most difficult place to play on the road of any rink in the Midwest, which when it's packed, when it's bumping, we've definitely seen it be exactly that last season.
Yeah, and you know they're going to be on the hunt for trying to get more points out of the Wilderness. You know, like we talked about, they picked up 3 of 4. Would have loved to get 4 of 4. I'm expecting some really close games next weekend, and I think it'll be a great home opener again against a great opponent. So far, the way they match up, it just seems like it's very back and forth. It's going to be great hockey, and you know things are starting to get colder back in Anchorage. So Isaac, you and I both know what that means. It means people are going to start coming back to the Wolverines games.
Yeah. What else are you going to do on a Thursday night? That's bonus hockey for you on the weekend. You get three games for the home opening weekend, and it's going to be a spectacle. It's going to be a show, and I think for the new guys, it's going to be really cool, right? There's a couple hundred people in there for inter squad, but they don't really know yet what playing at the Sullivan entails. And I think they're going to be in for a treat here on the first weekend of the season.
Oh, I think so, and they'll hear that arena rumbling, especially with Bob on the PA there, and it's so nostalgic for us. You know, a lot of people don't realize the significance of having him on the mic there, kind of like back in the Aces days. You and I both grew up watching, and I'm so excited just to feel the rumble of the Sullivan Arena once again, the in-between sing-alongs, and just feeling the energy in that atmosphere. Not only for the players, but also the fans. It's something Alaskans had been craving since the Aces left. And I couldn't be more excited that you know, next weekend they're going to be back in the building.
100%, 100%. A few more games on the road, and then back at the Sullivan, back in the great state of Alaska for an extended period of time. Tickets.anchoragewolverines.com. Parker, it is late for you. It is late
It
for me.
is.
Let's go to bed. Hopefully we've got a Wolverines win on Saturday to finish out the showcase. What a fantastic event. And we will see everyone on NATV for the first home games of the regular season next Thursday.
Fantastic. Sounds like a plan. Let's go ahead and shut her down.
Wolverine Nation produced and edited at the My House Recording Studio in Wasilla, Alaska. Not this week. It's recorded in some hotel in Minnesota by me on Friday. But that's all right. You can watch the Anchorage Wolverines exclusively on NATV. Catch Parker and I at every home game and game in the great state of Alaska, Showcase, and the Robertson Cup playoffs. Until we see you next time, for Parker Hovilla, I've been Isaac Smolden. Stay safe, go Wolverines.